Welcome back, everybody, to the Customer Ed Nuggets podcast. I'm John Lay, independent learning tech analyst at Talented Learning. And this week, we're picking right up where we left off last week. If you caught our recent episode, you know that I was joined by Shannon Howard, Director of Customer and Content Marketing at Intellum, a leading customer education, partner education, learning management system. Together, we walk through the four biggest mistakes organizations make when marketing customer education. And today, Shannon's back again, and we're going to flip the script. Instead of mistakes to avoid, we're going to get more tactical, and we're going to focus on four best practices to follow if you want your new academy to thrive or the relaunch of your academy to thrive. And again, all of this thought leadership comes from Intellum's brand new guide, their brand new toolkit. That's called Everything You Need to Successfully Market and Promote Your Education Program. It is loaded with strategy, templates. You get into it, it starts linking to all these tools that you can use to track everything from KPIs to email openings. It's really amazing resource. And even at Talented Learning now, I'm like, oh man, we should apply more and more of this on our efforts from Intellum. So thanks so much for putting that together. But for today, let's keep it simple with these four must-do practices. Shannon, welcome back another time to the Customer Ed Nuggets podcast. You're our favorite guest. It's great to have you here.
Thanks, John. I'm excited to talk marketing. I think we're all aware this is one of my favorite topics.
Yeah, me too. And it's fun. I watch you in the marketplace all the time. You're like I'm your invisible follower, or you're my mentor, even though we don't have a formal thing. But I watch and just try to do what you do in the marketplace you really have got marketing and community engagement down. But this marketing toolkit resource is great. And a part of it is really the best practices that customer education organizations should do for customer education. And so you had four great points on there. Why don't you take the first, I'll take the second, you take the third, and we'll wrap it up.
Okay. So I think one of the most important things, and we talk about this at the beginning of the toolkit, is to zoom out a little bit from promoting any one piece of content or training or program, and to think about what is the story that you're inviting the learner into, right? Because they have goals, right? We talked about this in the last episode. Who is this person? They don't come to your academy because they're like, oh, today I would really love to go to this academy. They're coming because they have a problem that they need to solve. They need answers. They're developing in their career. And so what is it that your education program is ultimately doing for them? Yes, maybe they're trying to learn how to use your product, but why? What does that do for the learner? And then we're kind of creating a vision for our academy that's more than just a destination for learning, but maybe it's more of a destination for transformation and growth. Are we inviting them into community and career development? And what is that story that we're inviting people into? And I think that's usually an overlooked part, is we kind of are like, go take this training or go do this thing. And we focus maybe on the benefit of that one particular thing instead of the program as a whole. What is that meant to do for the learner beyond just learning a product or a platform? How is it actually helping them in their day-to-day life and career?
Yeah, no doubt, because that's the only reason why they want to engage. And I think one of the biggest changes in 2025 learning, not 2025 marketing, marketing's had it figured out for a long time. And we touched on this before, is you really have to know your audiences in customer education. And you can't assume that's like a one-time activity. An organization, and you don't have to start at, 1,000 different flavors. But maybe you want to get there, especially, over time with technology. And so at first, maybe it's customers, but then maybe it's organizational customers versus individual customers, or maybe it's independent partners versus franchise partners, or maybe inside each one of those type of customers, there's 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 different flavors of users of your products and services that impact your organization. And each one of those really have different motivations for wanting to use it and why they need to and how they should do that. And so I think one of the best practices is really to have somebody on your team or your team continually to verify these personas and continue to survey and get feedback from these personas, I think is a key activity to modify your understanding, because they're not static and it changes over time. And now with technology and AI and adaptive and personalized learning, the better we know our audiences and these segmentations, the better we can use technology and our processes to get the right information to them at the right time to make a difference.
Yeah, and there's, I think we tend to think of it in terms of more of that personalized learning journey, which is great, but then also thinking about how does that impact our marketing, right? Because different types of users, different audiences live and operate in different places, which brings us to our third best practice, which is to consider different channels, right? So I mean, I would tell you, I've been doing email for 15 years. It's not dead. Email is not dead as a channel, but it's only one channel. And if you look at, right, you mentioned earlier kind of that open rate tracker. Most emails, if you're doing really well with your email, maybe you're getting 40 to 60% open rates, which means that 40 to 60% of people are not even opening your email to then go look at the thing. And so we want to think more broadly of how can we market, promote, distribute this, which could be email, it could be in-app, it could be social, right? Kind of depending on your audience, where are they? Where might they discover your learning content? But it could also be in partnership with sales and account management, customer support, people who are interacting with your customers, with your learners, who can then distribute this content. And so thinking about what are those places in the customer's journey or the prospect's journey, the partner's journey, the employee's journey, and how do we weave learning into that? So there's kind of always, it's almost like anywhere you go, there it is, right? So if you thought about, you know, today we have this weird, creepy advertisements follow you everywhere. But in that idea of it's like everywhere you look, you're seeing this name. Everywhere you look, you're seeing education popping up. And not hopefully in a creepy way, but more, hey, at this point, you might find it helpful too. At this point, you might find it helpful too. And we're directing them back to continue learning.
That's really interesting. How integrated are those different channels in your experience? Is that are you looking at this holistically, or are you saying, okay, they might be here, they might be here, they might be here? Like, how much work is that? I'm curious how you think about that.
It depending on probably how sophisticated your program is. Last time we talked about kind of taking a one size fits all approach. I think sometimes that's where you start is you just start to apply some of these channels, and we're maybe not the most targeted in our segmentation or our messaging, and then we learn more about, well, when someone is here in the platform or when they're in this point of their journey, maybe then this is more relevant. And so we're learning some of that over time, and this is where we can partner with maybe a customer experience team. Customer marketing team to outline what is that customer journey? What does their life cycle look like? What are those things that they need to learn at each stage? And hopefully, we know this as part of designing, developing our education. And then, what are those communication points? Which communication, again, not just email, what are those different points of communication where we can start to incorporate some of those learning resources so that we're starting to serve more of the most relevant content to the relevant audience at the right time?
Wow, great answer. Such a good answer. I'm gonna let you take number four. You're doing better than I am. So what are your best ideas for promoting continuously, to pile on to what you're saying from that integrator or from that one size fits all? Like, so how do you get how do we do this over time? Like, what's your best strategy there?
So I think it's helpful to think about how do we continue to market and promote this, right? So what are those places? What are those different channels that customers are interacting with? When might it make sense for someone to, maybe it's they're using this part of the product. And so now this learning content makes more sense where maybe it didn't before. Or we're looking at where are they in the journey, right? If they're in account setup, that's a different learning journey. If they're in onboarding, maybe they're new user onboarding. And so we're starting to think, what is that customer journey like? Where, when, how does education make sense? And then what are the channels through which we're communicating with people at that point? Are they in connection with an implementation manager? Are they in the product? And we can link from there. Are they maybe engaging with us in community, right? We've done some episodes before in community, and I think there's this beautiful back and forth of community leads to learning, learning leads to community. And so we're just thinking, what are those touch points and how do we organically weave? Like I worked for an online school once and we looked at how do we weave continuing education into our flagship learning. And so we're starting to plant the seed of future learning and training that they can engage with. And all of that takes time, right? It takes intentionality to kind of zoom out and look at what is that customer journey and experience, where, when does it make sense? And then we think about how do we distribute through these channels. I think it's very easy to just think channel and then da 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 da, but instead of thinking the journey and then how are we communicating with them along the way, and how do we weave learning into that?
Sage advice, Shannon Howard, and tell them, there you have it, folks. Those are the four best practices you can apply immediately. Start simple with a business focus, clarify your vision, know your audience segments intimately and continuously. use those multiple channels, try them out, find out what works, meet your learners where they're at. And most importantly, or just as importantly, do it continuously. Never can stop this promotion because they're all, your learners and your customers are always going to be in a different place. And so helping them all along that journey from now until forever is one of our ultimate goals here in customer education. That's it for today's nugget. You know, keep your marketing smart, keep your customer education visible, and we'll see you next time. Thanks much for listening. You can download Intellum's marketing toolkit via the link in the description below. And of course, you can find more of our fiercely independent content on customer education at talentedlearning.com. Have a great day, and we'll see you on the next one.